Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The new Spider-Man film that has just come out is widely regarded as being fantastic, but this man found a way to screw it up. Welcome to r/todayieffedup. Today I effed up by valet parking my car to watch the new Spider-Man movie. I wanted to apologise for being that guy yesterday at the Disney Springs valet parking last night. I am on vacation in Orlando, and I took my 19-year-old daughter and her friend to see the Spider-Man movie last night at the Disney Springs Shopping and Entertainment District, Friday night. Our movie was at 9:45 p.m. and we arrived at 8 to do some shopping before it started. The parking deck was full when we arrived, so I did valet parking. It was well worth the $20 for save time and aggravation. We dropped the keys and the car and went off shopping and saw the movie. It was amazing on the huge Dolby screen. Now, after the movie, I realized my F up. My daughter was looking at her phone during the credits, waiting for the bonus screens, and said, "Dad, did you know Disney Springs closes at midnight tonight?" I did not. It was a Friday, and Universal City Walk, a similar shopping and dining area at the other theme park, closes at 2 a.m, so I thought Disney would be the same. Then she tells me that the valet closes at 11 p.m. Ah, F. It was 12:30 a.m. at that point. We booked her over to the valet stand while I'm searching for an Uber to take us back to our hotel, in case there was no one there to retrieve our car. As we rounded the corner, we saw our car parked right out front. A good sign. I saw a very annoying looking valet attendant standing there. I rushed up and apologized and explained that we were stuck in a movie and didn't realize they closed so early. I paid the valet fee and gave the dude a $100 bill for his tip to try and compensate for me being a D-head and making him work 2 hours past close. I'm so sorry. I've worked in the service industry for 20 plus years and hated selfish or dumb customers like myself. I hope you had a nice cold beer with your $100 and it took some of the sting out of having to stay late. You know what, mate? Fair play. Everybody Fs up at some point, but it's how you deal with it which is the most important thing, in my opinion. And by giving this guy $100, I'm sure you made his night. Yes, it's annoying that he had to work 2 hours more, just waiting for you, but I'm sure that $50 per hour is considerably more than his standard wage anyway, so I reckon he's probably quite happy. As for the Spider-Man film, guys, I haven't actually seen it yet. Please comment below if I have to go and see it, like actually have to. The reviews and the things I've heard from my mates are amazing, so let me know. Now for our next post. Today I effed up by giving my 10 plus years vegetarian friend a home-cooked meal, and I didn't realize in time that it wasn't vegetarian at all. This happened today, and I only found out about the F up when it was already too late. A friend of ours has been vegetarian for many 10 plus years, and she takes pride in that. She and her husband, who's not as strict a vegetarian, are moving house. They don't have a working kitchen yet, only a microwave, so they're doing lots of takeout. We usually cook meals to last at least 2 days to freeze portions. We eat vegetarian once or twice a week. I am a huge fan of my wife's zucchini lasagna, and she actually made some yesterday. Now, I knew our friends also really liked them, as they'd requested it in the past. Today, I was helping them lay some flooring, and my friend was complaining that local vegetarian takeout sucks, and that delivery delays meant their kitchen won't be functional for another week. I asked him if he wanted lasagna, because we hadn't frozen it yet, and he was happy to pick it up. So later on, when my wife got home from work, she got a text. She looks at it, then looks at me confused, and reads it out loud. The lasagna was great, thanks so much. Almost forgot how much better home-cooked food is, even when microwaved. She looks at me again, realized what I did, and said, "You should realize I only make that lasagna fully vegetarian if they're joining us for dinner." And after she told me that, I realized I actually knew there was bacon in it. That just blanked out of my mind. And apparently there's bone broth in the sauce base too, which I didn't know. I feel guilty and I wanted to come clean to them, but my wife said it would only do more harm than good. They already ate and enjoyed it. Nobody knew, it wasn't intentional, they didn't notice, so no real harm was done. She's probably right. Like, if it was an allergy, we should definitely tell them, but since it's a preference, we shouldn't mention it, I guess? Telling them now could only cause bad feelings over something meant as a nice gesture. The only one feeling bad is me. So, even though they don't come on the subreddit, I'm sorry, guys. Today, I effed up. Oh man, put yourself in that situation, guys. What are you doing? I genuinely don't know what I would do. I think it's one of those where you would only really come to a conclusion as to what to do when you're in that situation. It's far too easy to give an opinion when you're not in that place and you don't have to deal with the repercussions. Oh my God. I think I'd be tense just to leave it, honestly, but I'd feel so guilty. Like 10 plus years of being a veggie and you've ruined it. God, the guilt would be tremendous. I do agree with OP though. It's not as if they're going to die by having a bit of meat. You know, it's not an allergy or something that's going to harm them, but that is like something that they live their life by and you've ruined it. But hey, I guess what they don't know can't hurt them, right? Let me know what you think. Tough one. Now moving on to our next post. Now this one is just really sad, to be honest. Today I effed up by finding out my SO resents me through Reddit. This is a burner account for obvious reasons, so I'm going to have to be vague to not be recognized. Now, as the title suggests, I effed up today by going through my SO's Reddit account to try and find similar things to talk about and surprise her with by taking more active strides in our relationship to build us, only to crush myself by finding out I actually don't know anything about her and that she actually resents me as a partner. It turns out that what I thought I knew about her and her interests were a facade of happiness to cover up the fact that she would rather be with someone else, and that I snuffed her chances of being in a relationship with a woman. I just really don't know. I learned that she's fairly active in the bisexual and lesbian subreddits. I've got no problems or quarrels with these groups or their sexual preferences. Love is love. But we've talked about these things before in our relationship. I've asked her if she had any interest in anything of the sort, and she said no, and gave her opinion as to why it wasn't for her, and I accepted it. Now it's just putting my mind into overdrive, and I just don't know what to do or say. I thought I was a good communicator, asking her how her day is and going on about topics I thought she was interested in, but I found that out to be horribly wrong. I just don't know anymore. I don't know how to confront her on it, or if I even should, since it was me snooping through her things. I just don't know what to do. I don't want to waste the little time that we've got. Alright, OP, this might sound a little bit strange, especially in the short term when you're going through a hard time, but trust me, long term, you're going to be really happy. You're going to look back and be thankful that this moment happened and you did go through your significant other's Reddit account and find out all this stuff about them and find out who they truly are. Because look, you don't want to waste more time on this person for years and years thinking they're something that they're not, you know? Them putting up a facade for years and years, you wasting your life being with a fake person and not understanding who they really are. Now, you've cut all that rubbish out and I'm hoping you can move on and go and be with someone who is actually, you know, not fake and loves you really. Because that is a disgrace. I'm sorry, I just do not understand that. Why be with someone that you don't like? It makes no sense to me. I will never understand it. Look, maybe that's my lack of experience, but I just could never do that personally. It's just a crazy story, I think. Like, I'm just happy for you that you've now found this out, as I've already said. Sack her off immediately. It's going to be hard short term, obviously, because, you know, you love her and it's going to be a shock. She's not the person that, you know, you thought she was. But long term, trust me, you'll look back and you'll say, thank God that I got rid of her when I did. Because my word, I do not want to be with somebody like that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And now moving on to our fourth Today I Effed Up post. Now, a little word of warning before we get into this one. If you're particularly squeamish, this might be one to miss, but look, see how you go. Today I effed up by cooking several hundred, maybe thousands, of maggots alive. Obligatory, this happened 2 years ago. This sorry tale begins with me living in a student house, as you may suspect. We had a food bin, approximately 30 by 30 by 20 centimeters, for disposing of any food waste. That was covered in thumbnail-sized holes for ventilation. It came with degradable bags, which were a bit too good at their job though. and after them bursting several times while emptying the bin, we decided to stop using that bin altogether, to save the hassle of cleaning 3 days of rotten food off the floor again. We put the bin outside the kitchen, in our 2x1 meter yard, on the kitchen windowsill, and forgot about it. All except one of us. One of my housemates, who we will call Alfie, decided it was a waste to stop using the food bin. And so he continued to put food in it, every day, unbeknownst to the rest of us. Eventually, he fills the bin up. But then conveniently, he too forgets about it. Oh God. 4 months later, I arrived home one day after university with a different housemate, we'll call him Miles, to find that the suspicious background smell that had been creeping around our kitchen living area for the last few weeks had now become a full frontal assault on the schnoz. Now, that means nose, by the way. Miles and I searched the kitchen up and down to no avail and decided to get rid of all the rubbish and suspicious looking food around the kitchen to see if that would help. After filling 2 bin bags, Miles went to throw them in the skip in the alley out the back. And after opening the door, we quickly discovered where the smell was coming from. The unused food bin. I followed him out and opened the bin to confirm our suspicions. It was several times worse than my worst nightmares could have predicted. The bin was full to the brim of a hellish concoction consisting of mostly maggots, with the rest being a green-brown slime, the remnants of now half-decomposed food. Until this point in my life, I had a strong stomach. Smells had never bothered me, and as tough as this smell was, I was able to bear with it and try and remove the bag from the bin. That was mistake one. The bag, unsurprisingly, had disintegrated at the bottom, and as I lifted it, slightly, all hell literally broke loose from the bottom of the bag. This bin, covered in holes, is now full of maggots and rot juice, and is rapidly leaking them all over the windowsill. After maybe a minute of panicking, I decided to heck with Alfie's food bin. It's going in the skip. I pick it up, maggots and slime spewing everywhere, and run to the skip, where I tossed it into oblivion. When I get back to our yard, it looks like a scene from a horror film, but particularly the windowsill. It's covered in thousands of maggots, all squirming around in an abundance of this abhorrent slime. The smell is almost unbearable now, and so I did what any sane person would do and found every cleaning product in the kitchen and lathered the hellspawn with it. There was anti-bac spray, bleach, washing up liquid, furniture varnish, you name it. No time to think, throw it on these smelly, obnoxious, wriggling little bastards. Alright, I got a little bit too into that, that's gonna have to be censored. Apologies. The smell dies down for a minute, replaced with the false aroma of chemical safety. I needed a way to remove the maggots and slime without touching them, or dirtying anything else, and to clean and sterilize the area. That's when it hit me. Boiling water. This, and I cannot stress this enough, was my second and most fatal mistake. I boiled a full kettle and took it to the alley. I could have tasted my contempt for the thousands of disgusting creatures festering in front of me had it not been for all the chemicals taking over my senses. Without haste, I unceremoniously start dumping the freshly boiled water over the scene in front of me. Instantly, I can tell that it's working, as the slime starts peeling from the windows, and the maggots, now turning a paler, yellowy white, start sliding off the windowsill onto the ground. That's when it hits me. The smell. The English language does not possess the words to describe this smell. It is to this day beyond my comprehension. I imagine what Dante smelled on the edge of the seventh circle of hell smelled like potpourri compared to the horrors that infested my nostrils that day. My strong stomach left me the second the stench registered in my body, and I instantly threw up everywhere. And then I threw up again. And again, I ran into the house, but no matter where I went, the stench went with me. I soon realized that it was ingrained in my nose, my head, and my throat, and I threw up again. I stole a basin from under our sink and sat in the hall, still throwing up for maybe 20 minutes. Soon after, I stripped and showered, desperate to get away from it, but it still followed me. Oh my word. Guys, I'll be honest, I do have an extremely strong stomach, well, I think anyway, in terms of smells and stuff. I don't throw up very easily. Even this is making me a little bit queasy. Imagine, OP, sat in the hall for 20 minutes, throwing up, based on a smell that he can't actually even physically smell anymore, but is still ingrained within him. Oh, wow. Miles, after composing himself, was able to flush the rest of the unholy mess into the alley, and we lit candles everywhere to try and coax our brains to consider some other aroma other than that of the cooked maggots. To this day, the sight of a speck of blue mold or a piece of fruit that's past its best sends me into waves of nausea. Writing this has been physically difficult because when I think of the details, my body goes to throw up. It feels like some Lovecraftian horror that I bear the knowledge of this smell. I know it exists, and yet I can't even truly believe that it does, because the nausea and pain that it produced in me and the long-term effects are like nothing else I've experienced. I can't even think about it without it coming back. Today, I effed up. But please, for the love of all things good in this world, do not make the same mistake I did. I mean, that is just disgusting. And it actually makes me think about a story that I covered the other day. If you haven't seen that one, check it out up here, in which someone gets covered in manure. If you haven't seen the video, that sounds a bit weird. It was actually for a punishment. Like, go and check it out. It makes sense if you watch the video. But anyway, that is truly vile. Like, as I said, I do think I have quite a strong stomach, but him explaining that as he did even made me feel, like, sick. So, yeah. Disgusting. Like, you know when you smell something that's just like so bad, and so bad that it actually sticks with you for a period of time after you actually physically smelling it? That sounds a bit like this, but this sounds 100 times worse. My word. I mean, to be fair, like, we do have food waste, and we do recycle food in a, like, bin. I don't know what you call it, like, waste bin or But anyway, we have one of those, and I do it every week, like, I put it out. And even emptying that is pretty disgusting, you know, the food's all, like, wet and it stinks and stuff. But it's not really moldy, and it's only been in there for a maximum of a week. So this, like, the food, bad enough. The maggots as well, oh my gosh. It sends waves of nausea through me, and I haven't ever even smelt the smell. That is how bad it sounds. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/todayieffedup. I hope that those of you that are still watching haven't thrown up yet, is all I'll say. If you want to see more from this subreddit straight away, check out this video on screen. Please do subscribe if you are new, and I'll see you guys all later with hopefully a less nauseating video. Take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.